we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I'm saying, like saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, listen, I got to tell you guys, somebody else who's saving their portion of the world one at a time is our friends at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our huge listening area. So yeah, Southern Immediate Care opens 7 days a week at all their locations, y'all. And they will see all ages, like I'm talking pediatric to geriatric, they'll see them. So, which is awesome, because if you think about it, how many times have you seen something happen like, you know, one of the kids spikes a fever on a Saturday morning and you don't know what to do? Do you wait till Monday? No, you can go take them to Southern Immediate Care. Just look them up, find the location nearest to you. They got five locations around the Birmingham area. They got multiple locations in Northeast Alabama. So yeah, Southern Immediate Care. Now I'll tell you, honestly, this is who I use personally. And I do not use them because they advertise. I ask them, would they please consider advertising, because I already use them. And every time I've walked in the front door, it's like clean, friendly, professional. I mean, you can get your shots and your x-rays right there on the site. Southern Immediate Care. The owner of the chain, by the way, I know him personally, and he is indeed a Right Side ruffian. So yeah, Southern Immediate Care, you check them out. And if you go down there, do me the favor of telling them you heard about it on that radio show, Right Side Radio. I'd appreciate that. All right. Next dipper. It's a three-dipper day, bud. I'm making all of them. I'm just telling you. I'm going for it. All in. Anyway, green cash equals a green crash. So the Biden administration, they went all in, all right, to borrow a poker term. They went all in. All chips were in. They decided that it's all about spending as much as you possibly can to create the false market. What do I mean by the false market? You may have heard me talk about it before, but the reality is this. Capitalism and the free market works when you're allowed to have capitalism and free market principles actually at play. For instance, I gave the example the other day of the cell phone. When cell phones first came out, they were a novelty. But then as private sector began to develop things and pull things together into a way that was more manageable. Cell phones went from this big clunky thing in a bag that some people had and really didn't know how to use, and it was only useful in certain places, to being something that became a bit more available. And then it became a good thing to have, not a novelty, but a good thing to have. But you could also exceed your plan. And then they began to tweak and massage and grow that thing. And next thing you know, it would actually fit in your pocket. And then they added the internet to it, and then they added cameras to it. And now, can you imagine anybody not having a smartphone? Well, that's the free market. That's one company building something, another company going, I can do that better. And they build their version of it. And then the mousetrap gets approved over here, and then the better mousetrap over here. And next thing you know, the public's going, I want that one. And then everybody else realizes they have to compete. Y'all, the free market works. Why? Because it creates something that is not created by use of solely your tax dollars. It creates a demand that is then met by a private sector supply, and it's the survival of the fittest. The best is what rises to the top. How many times have you heard about the new iPhones coming out? People are standing in line for it. Well, that doesn't happen right now with EVs. It doesn't happen right now with all of the green energy plans that the Biden administration has put trillions of dollars at stake for, because they've created a false market. I am not saying that EVs are not a workable solution to some extent. I'm not saying you shouldn't get an EV. What I'm saying is this: you can't force the change in the market by government subsidies, knowing full well that one day the government subsidies will pull out and you'll be left standing there with all the stuff that the government subsidized and nobody really wanted. They were just told they had to have it. That's a false market. And guess what? That market will self-correct. It will. That market will self-correct. And guess what? That market is already self-correcting. Why do I know that? Because we're looking at the indicators, and by the way, a lot of my articles on this one, I pulled from places like Reuters. How about this one? Reuters. That's not a conservative commentary site. Reuters, Dateline yesterday. Biden's clean energy agenda is facing mounting headwinds. Talks about how many offshore wind projects are being canceled. Solar factories are shutting down. There's a fading demand for electric vehicles. All in one Reuters article 2 days ago. says a year after the passage of the largest climate change legislation in U.S. history meant to touch off a boom in the American clean energy development, economic realities are fraying President Biden's agenda. Soaring financing and materials cost, unreliable supply chains, delayed rulemaking in Washington, and sluggish permitting, and oh, by the way, lack of consumer demand, is creating a self-correcting market. This is what happens when government decides it knows so much that it can just throw money at it, and it'll happen. We're going to be net zero. I have a net zero economy by 2050. You're probably not. But if you let the private sector do its job, you may actually get there by, 2075. It can happen. But it won't happen with a fake market making demands upon consumers that they didn't want themselves. And oh, by the way, this country was built on things that the Biden administration is now trying to crush. There are jobs. There is an economy. There is more than just your agenda. And that false market, well, that false market is crushing the real market right now. And people are beginning to get tired of it. So we're going to come back from this. I'm going to give you more than just that Reuters article right there. How about this? How about the Democrat governor who just changed his plans and basically slapped down the Biden administration's deals? How about the fact that Biden himself has decided to skip a major climate conference in a few weeks? Or for that matter, how about the fact that automakers are now posting the negative earnings and they're really starting to get upset about it? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Green cash can equal a green crash. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. And I mean, y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Go home time. A lot of y'all are on the road. Be careful out there. It does get dark early. I mean, this still feels weird to me getting dark. I'm not used to it yet. I don't want to get used to it. I want my sunshine back, just so you know.
Yes, yes.
Anyway. By the way, I got to read this one. So there's a guy who follows me on Twitter. We follow each other, actually. And he goes by E. Strobel online. All right? So he has an avatar of Max Headroom, that old character from the 80s. Anyway. E. Strobel just made a great point that kind of overlaps my dippers. So here I am doing the green cash, green crash dipper. We also just did the bacon, bringing home the bacon one about fake meat and all that. He made a great point. He says, if the green, is a great, great tweet here. He says, if the greeny meanies cut our meat production, then meat's going to become rare, pun intended, and so precious that meat will equal wealth. This is how the economy worked in biblical times. A bigger herd or flock equals wealthier. Redistributing meat then equals redistributing wealth. That's an epic tweet right there. I mean, there's a whole monologue in that.
Yeah, I mean, dissecting the economy of all of that is, that's four shows right there.
Oh, it truly is. Yeah, the redistribution of wealth is the same as the redistribution of meat. I I'm with you, E. Strobel. Thank you, brother. So first piece here I got, Washington Examiner points out that, and you said, by the way, Butters, COP28, which is the UN climate summit, happens every year, 28th time in a row, that they're meeting today, starting today?
Yes, starting today in Dubai.
In Dubai? All right. Joe Biden ain't going to be there. It's raising eyebrows as to why he wouldn't be there. You know, I get it on the one hand. I think it's a purely political play, to be honest with you. I think it's bad form right now. Plus, but the reality is, his green agenda is crashing right now, just like going nowhere. And it's,
is it falling down a little like him?
Tripped over a sandbag. Mm. Here's a story off of Fox. Democrat governor withdraws his electrical vehicle mandate in a stunning blow to environmentalists, dated 2 days ago. Says Democrat Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont is withdrawing his plan to mandate future electric vehicle purchases after the proposal received bipartisan pushback. So this one, by the way, this has been one that, like, liberals were like, yeah, Connecticut's got it going on. They're going to have an EV mandate. It's going to be one of the best ones in the world. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, he rolled it out in July. Big doings. Had a big press conference. He just pulled it. He realizes it's going nowhere.
Oops.
And libs are like, wait, he did what? So it says, addition to the EV mandate, which was mirroring California's regulations, Lamont's proposal, released in July, would have 75% of all trucks and buses needing to be electric by the year 2035. Now, it's Connecticut, so, you know, it's not very big. There's like three. But even still, you know, you got a fleet of three. But anyway, the passenger car mandate was enabled. They'd have a police car chase all the way to the border. It takes 20 minutes. Just saying. EV car, range anxiety, not a thing up there in Connecticut.
No, no.
I can keep going here.
Yes.
So the passenger car mandate was also enabled by a bill passed by the Connecticut legislature that ties the state's clean air rules to California's program. Yeah, it was a bad deal. Lamont's decision now to halt the proposal marks a setback for the EV industry. It is an unexpected blow to environmentalists who have advocated for such mandates nationwide. Yeah, how about this one? Reuters again. More alarm bells sound on the slowing demand for electric vehicles. Now, they're selling more per year, and I'll point that out in all fairness. EV sales are going up, but they're not trending the way the market had or the manufacturers had expected. So they forecast. They do all their market forecasting. They set their manufacturing standards. They do their hiring. They get their supply chain ready. They build their inventory. They try not to have more than, I think, on the average, a 90-day supply. And they're running way past that right now. In other words, they've got a huge stockpile of EVs and nobody's buying them, or not enough people are buying them. Says Reuters, high interest rates are derailing the ambitions of climate regulators and automakers. It's not just higher interest. They're trying to blame it on interest rates, which, by the way, is the Biden economy. The Biden economy is crushing its own agenda.
True.
In fact, I got another one that says that here in a minute. But it's also because freaking people don't want them. They're more expensive. And, oh, by the way, slow down, Phil. Slow down. Take a breath. It's like I had too much of that black fly larva milk or something.
How many more times are you going
to
say that?
I don't
that?
Know, but I got to throw that out there every time I get the chance, just to watch your face. Honda and General Motors have announced they're ending a $5 billion plan to develop low-cost EVs together. GM says they've got to enhance their profitability in their EV portfolio. What does that mean? They're losing money, and they got to do something about it. Over the last 3 months, the iShares self-driving EV and tech exchange traded fund, I don't know what that is, but anyway, the bottom line is the market for tech and EVs has plunged 24%. U.S. automaker Ford earlier this month, this story, by the way, came out in October, said it would temporarily cut one of three shifts at the plant that builds its electric F-150 Lightning truck, and in July slowed up its EV ramp-up, shifting its investment over to commercial vehicles. It's self-correcting. It's what I said earlier. You cannot force a false market on a free market society and expect it to... I mean, if you're going to live in communism, good luck with that. But the people who live under communism, they expect the government to run the economy. A capitalistic society, a free market capitalistic society, does not govern well when government takes over. It will self-correct in a heartbeat because the consumers expect what they want, not what you tell them to get. Story here from CBS, not known to be a bastion of conservatism. Electric vehicles have almost an 80% more problems than gas-powered ones, according to a recent study from Consumer Reports Dateline yesterday. It says electric vehicles have nearly 80% more problems and are generally less reliable than cars propelled by conventional internal combustion engines, according to a new report from Consumer Reports. Plug-in hybrid vehicles have an even worse, hybrid electric vehicles have an even worse scorecard with an average of almost 150% more problems. By contrast, just ordinary hybrid cars, I'm not sure what an ordinary hybrid car is. Okay, I get it. Plug-ins versus ordinary hybrids are a bright spot with a quarter fewer. Anyway, federal tax credits worth up to $7,500 are not driving anybody to go buy right now. Consumers have been slower to adapt to EVs than expected. Partly, it says, because they're too often more expensive to maintain. Partly? How about almost entirely? That plus the range anxiety that comes from trying to find someplace to charge it. They also require extra equipment at home, like charging ports. The findings are based on a survey of Consumer Reports members about problems they've had with their vehicles and included data on more than 330,000 vehicles made between the year 2000 and 2023. It's a very comprehensive report. Consumer Reports, by the way, is an industry standard, and they're saying this market is self-correcting in a hurry. This is what happens when you throw trillions of tax dollars at the market trying to pretend that it's what everybody wants. You all want this. We're going to make sure you get an EV. Well, it's... Anyway. Fox News, November 1st. You hear how big that was? A big one. Anyway. There's people out there that hate that I rattle the paper. But you know what? It's my show.
Rattle it away.
I take comfort in rattling the paper. Anyway. Global energy developer Ørsted just canceled two major offshore wind projects off New Jersey's coast in a blow, it says, to President Biden's green energy goals, which calls for rapid development of wind energy. So the Denmark-based energy firm said its board of directors voted to axe the high-profile Ocean Wind 1 and Ocean Wind 2 twin projects in response to what they call changing macroeconomic factors, including high inflation, supply chain bottlenecks, and rising interest rates. So what I'm hearing, once again, is that the Biden economy is crushing the Biden agenda. At the same time, you're also finding that you can't just subsidize the market and expect to get away with it because green cash can equal a green crash. That's where we're going. The sudden move, it says, is due in part to high inflation, other economic headwinds threatening to sink the nascent offshore wind energy sector. Several other developers have also canceled. But listen, you look at this thing, the Biden administration has been out there claiming, they've been touting this very project, Ocean Wind 1 and 2 off the coast of New Jersey. The Biden administration was using that as its role model for Bidenomics. They were saying that Bidenomics is working and here is proof. Guess what's happened? Bidenomics just crushed the ability of the Biden economy to, or the Biden agenda to go forward. All right. Last thing I'll quote here, one expert in the same article says, when green dreams run into hard reality, the results are never pretty. Wind power receives billions in taxpayer supports, and yet we see project after project failing. There you have it. Green cash equals a green crash. All right, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back. Last break of the day, all you folks in go-home mode, be careful on the roads out there. We'll come back, take some text messages, and put a wrap on it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, y'all, wow, making common sense like a superpower. And that's, by the way, I can say that about ZLA Solutions, too. ZLA Solutions got more common sense than most other business assisting organizations that I know of. And listen, they've been doing it for a while now. They are helping, ZLA Solutions is helping employers of all sizes all over our listening area and beyond. They have really got a wide scope. And they can do things like help you with logistics and warehousing and quality control and all kinds of things. But they love to help people with staffing. But their bread and butter remains getting you the people you need. I mean, they can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, all of it. You need just a few people, they'll find them. You need a whole shift, they'll find them. ZLA Solutions, they are there for you. They like to say at ZLA, we don't make it, we make it better. That's their goal in life, is to help you make your business better. So check them out. Their website is ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And tell them you heard about it on Right Side. All right, I got a bunch of text messages. Before I do that, though, I got a phone call. Let me go grab that. Jeff from Indiana. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, Phil, but coming to you from the, going home from the hospital again, like we've talked too many times, I think, already.
Oh, brother, what happened this time? Who is it, you or your sweet wife?
Sweet wife had her meniscus done today, and everything worked out real good.
Well,
instead of both sides, you just had one side done, so she can actually walk, maybe.
actually chase you with a frying pan if she has to, but man, I'm glad she's doing well. I remember you told me that she had had, you know, a tear had been identified, but I didn't realize the procedure was today. So I'm hopeful that she is back up and running soon.
Oh, me too. Somebody's
got to
take care of me.
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh, now you got to pick up after yourself for a while. Heck.
I know. Man, I'm going to have to do some. Oh, man, that'd be horrible.
Is she right there with you right now?
Yes, she's there right here with me.
Hey, sweet lady, we hope your knee is better soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I'm glad that's over with.
I know you are. I had the exact same procedure done, so I totally get it. I call it symbols of an active lifestyle.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it is for me, for sure.
Well, Jeff, I'm pretty sure you're not driving your electric vehicle right now, are you?
No, and that's what I was getting ready to say. I think there's a niche market in it for us when everybody goes totally electric and everything. If we still come up with some fossil fuel vehicles and like some diesel trucks and diesel cars or gas cars and maybe a Voltagra or two to take care of the dummies who bought electric vehicles.
And what I sense happening too is that, I don't know if you heard earlier, we did a Butters and Lee segment, and Lee mentioned a development of an entire parallel economy. I bet we're going to have black market fuel burning cars being sold under the table. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. As far as this green stuff and everything goes, I think we should make a law that the United States has to basically just take on the what every India and China does. You know, if they don't do nothing, we don't do nothing, because that's who we're competing against.
Well, yeah.
And, it's like, you know, you're cutting your face off to spite your nose off to spite your face and everything. Just we're green. Well, we're broke. We're bankrupt, but we're green.
Well, and that's but they don't care. And one of the things that really strikes me, and I didn't get to all my material here, is they don't care what they're doing to the economy. They just have an agenda, and they want it done. If they have to break us to get there, they'll do it. And that's, I mean, 2024 election can't get here quick enough, and I'm just hoping that we can start putting this thing aright.
Why I keep buying all these old vehicles with, basically, I just bought a truck the other day, don't have any electronics on the engine at all. So
that's right.
If that EMP goes out for one of these days, I'll be the only one driving down the road.
Well, yeah, I tell you what, I think there's going to be that and some ham radio operators that are going to rule the world at that point. All right, man. Listen, blessings upon you. We're headed to a break here for too long, but you guys do well, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Phil. Well, I'm going to be doing my nursely duties here, I guess.
All right, man. See y'all. Bye-bye. I got several text messages I'll try to get to. Glenn from Bluntsville says, I said, I thought I read or maybe you talked about it, but those windmills were messing with radar on the boats. Did anybody fix that? And we're killing whales, too, as far as we know, Glenn. I don't think anybody fixed it. I think they just recognized that they had more trouble than they were worth, and they're not even going to do it now. JT from Lacey Springs says, migrating swiftly to EVs is a disease, per the attached. And he's got donkeypox, the disease destroying America. I need that shirt. John from Huntsville gives us our grades, bro. He says, Phil, your fantastic performance today gets you an A+. Butters and Lee from Huntsville also get an A+ for their equally fantastic performances. However, the winner of today's show is my best radio friend Boomer, who gets a well-earned A++ for his simple but very clever text. Absolutely brilliant, and welcome to the Ruffian text line, Boomer. Fair enough. What else we got?
I can live with that.
You can live with that? I can live with that. Brian from Huntsville, how long are EVs going to last in Mad Max? Yeah, not long. Although they had some pretty creative ways of keeping their cars alive in Mad Max. Did you ever see Fury Road, the one that came out more recently with Tom Hardy? It was crazy. It was
bits and pieces.
It was total madness. It made Thunderdome look like, you know, a kindergarten. But but they had some vehicles there. You're like, well, if they can make that, there's a market. What else have I got? Mark from Laredo, Tennessee says, EV equals evaporating value. The Green Deal will eventually turn into a pile of brown crap. And oh, by the way, he just listed one of my dream vehicles. Give me a 1970 Boss Mustang over any new vehicle with all the electronic crap. Mark, that's either a 70 Mach 1 with a 351 Cleveland and a Hurst 4-speed top loader transmission, and I'm just telling you. That you're on my dream, but the 1970 Boss Mustang, I used to just sit around and just, you know, look at magazines and hang pictures on my wall. All right, listen, what a day. Coming back tomorrow, it's Friday. You guys have an amazing night. Butters and I back here tomorrow, too. We will see you then.
Ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right.